Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is a Let's Talk Art Monday this morning. Sue Henderson is back with us. Sue, good to have you here. It's been a while since I've seen you.
Well, we had the holidays.
Yeah. So it's good to have you here. And we welcome to the program for the very first time old friend Carolyn Vanderjack with the Arts and Cultural Council of the Rappahannock. Carolyn, good to see you. I can't believe that you have never been here. I see you around and have known you a bit, and my apologies.
Oh, no problem. This is interesting. Yeah. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. We're gonna talk arts and something called the Fredericksburg Arts Initiative. And Sue, I'll throw that one to you at first. What is the Fredericksburg Arts Initiative?
Well, thanks. First, I want to say to everybody that's working in a gallery or trying to get to a gallery this morning, it is beautiful out and the roads were good, and just take your time. I don't know if you know that, Ted, but basically the Monday before First Friday, all the galleries in town take down the old stuff, put up all the new stuff.
No, I didn't know that.
You know, some places are spending the next 4 hours hanging stuff on the walls and things like that. So just everybody take it easy. It's kind of pretty, but the roads were clear. Right, Carolyn?
Yep, nothing in Fredericksburg.
No problem.
Good, clean roads.
Yeah, so just, you're good. So just, you know, I know there's a bunch of them sitting at home. The Fredericksburg Arts Initiative, well, it's at least for the current iteration, there was a three-way partnership between the Arts Commission, Fredericksburg Arts Commission, and the Arts Council of the Central Rappahannock, and the library, the Central Rappahannock Library. And the three of us kind of got together and said, you know, we all have an interest in communicating with artists and what is happening. And we mean all genres. We mean musicians and theater people and fine arts and photographers and all of that. What is happening? What's going on in the community? What can we do? You know, let's look at our own missions in terms of the arts and see if we can get some feedback from the artists. So last week we held a what we called Soups On as the first meeting. And I'm going to throw it to Carolyn about Soups On because she did a lot of the work. So she knows, you know, like all the mechanics of what we did with that.
Well, we wanted to hold a gathering in January so we could get information to determine what workshops we wanted to have in March. So figuring it was cold and a good time to have soup, and it turned out to be a dreary, rainy day, and we went to Eileen's and picked up some soup and had some delicious soup, and about 75 people showed up, and it was a good crowd, and it was very productive.
Boy, 75 people shows that there's a big interest in this.
Yeah, we're very gratified. We're very grateful that so many people did take time out and come and talk. And it was a good cross-section of different kinds of artists and different points in their careers, some very early, some who were well-established. You know, it was a nice conversation. We had thought early on that it might be good to have an outsider facilitate the conversation rather than somebody in the Arts Commission, the community. Mm-hmm. So we found and Carolyn contracted with Sherry Smith of Lander Associates. She's a state level folk. She works with the Artisan Center of Virginia, but she's a state level arts facilitator and instructor. And she really nailed it, I thought. Didn't you think, Carolyn? I mean, she got a lot of people talking.
Yeah, it was really wonderful how she got everybody motivated and the conversation started going, and had a hard time finishing the conversation. The library closed at 5:30 and people were still hanging around talking about arts.
So what did you talk? What were some of the questions, or
the process?
What's going on here?
Well, so, you know, Sherry's approach, I don't know that I would have thought of this, and maybe that's a great thing. I'm sure it's a great thing because we got results back. But her approach was to make everybody first determine what are your personal values, in your personal life and not just in your work, things like family or giving or community or being creative, whatever, those personal values that you have, faith. And then to have people in small groups of three compare their lists, get to know each other through that. That was great because there were people that didn't know each other in a lot of ways. And then to sit down and compare with each other, what are the things we have in common, and make a master list of what are the values that we all share, and what are some things that, you know, we can tie ourselves to. She did the same thing with business goals. Have everybody create personal business goals and then compare them with everybody else. And do we all have similar business goals? Are we all looking to do the same things? And from that, you end up with, look, we have a base that we have in common, that this whole art community has in agreement. We're not divided. We're coming together. That's really refreshing, let's face it, lately. To see a group of people say, what do we have in common, not what do we have in opposition to each other. And then not only what do we have in common, but what are our needs in common? Mm-hmm. And that really opened the discussion, I think, wide up. Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, it was, and then it moved to, there was really only four steps to this, but the next step to that was, okay, so what are the challenges? What are the challenges we have, and what are the challenges you have? We as a community, do we have challenges? And, you know, people were saying things like, traffic is a challenge. It's a challenge to the art community. Can people get to our openings? Can they park? You know, and these things are physical challenges, right? And then are there other challenges? And so in the conversation of what are the challenges, what's holding you personally back? I don't know enough about how to get a business license or whatever. Okay, that starts to then help us as the three organizations go, oh, so there's a whole list of things people want. And now we can start attacking some of that. And the fourth step in her process was, okay, so if you could only do one workshop, or if you could only do one issue that's bugging you most, put it on a sticky note and hang it on the wall. And then here's some dots. Go and put dots on your favorites, so that we now have an actual numerical way of looking at what workshops are people most wanting, and that kind of thing. So it was a very lively conversation. What was your takeaway from some of the challenges? I think, I don't know. I mean, I took away that there was maybe a lack of connection. People weren't aware what others were doing. And because of that, there were misunderstandings. Like one person would say, we don't have a hub. We don't have any kind of galleries in the area. And another person would say, what are you talking about? You know, there's 15 galleries on the trolley tour, and First Fridays is a major hub. So it was interesting that people were pleased to learn more about what other things are going on. And then it really struck me from a bigger perspective, and I think it struck Sherry the same way, and Carolyn and Michelle, that you know, we need to find a way to help people connect more within the arts community.
We have a lot of resources out there, different calendars and Facebook groups, and that a lot of artists and organizations have started up to try to connect the community together, but they've never been connected together. So one artist may know about one thing, one artist may know about another thing, but nobody really knows all the resources that we have out there. And, you know, a good thing for us to do is to make that awareness.
We've talked about that for years, Sue, just that very point.
Yeah, just trying to get the word out and figuring out a way to get. I think that's a major theme that everyone had: how to market their individual work, how to market their galleries or their events. You know, how does the Pops get the word out, and you know, all of that kind of thing. And I think that's a business theme in the entire community. I think if you talk to realtors, they'd say the same thing, or accountants or lawyers or you know, anybody else. So. But that's a challenge, and technology, of course, is sometimes helping us and sometimes not. But in the bigger scheme of things, it was a fabulous opportunity for a bunch of people to get together and feel like they were being heard and had an opportunity to participate. So on that level, we were very delighted to have 75 people come and participate like that.
Yeah, when you said that number, I thought that's a lot of people that are interested in and feel like they've got a stake in all of this.
on a Sunday afternoon when the football playoff game was on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, to be honest, football isn't maybe the highest priority for a lot of artists. So we knew we were up against maybe a playoff game. We do know, however, I don't want to be, you know, too generic about it. We did hear from people who were like, why'd you put it on the same day as a football? So, okay. I wouldn't want to label us.
Still, no.
I'll label myself.
75.
Didn't care.
Is a great number. We're talking about the Fredericksburg Arts Initiative this morning. Sue Henderson is here. Carolyn Vanderjack is here. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Shoup.
Sue Henderson here, Carolyn Vanderjack here. We're talking about art in the community. It is a Let's Talk Art Monday with Sue and Carolyn. We're talking about the Fredericksburg Arts Initiative. Carolyn is with the Arts and Cultural Council of the Rappahannock. Describe what that is, what you do, Carolyn.
The Arts and Cultural Council of the Rappahannock is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that was created probably, I'm thinking we're talking about 10 years ago now, by Catherine Willis.
Okay.
And she did all the research behind it and got it up and running. And over the years, we've done several things, and we actually had a few workshops many, many years ago, and one of them was on funding. But we really right now have gone back to bare basics to try to figure out exactly what we can do to help promote the arts in the area. It is a regional organization whose area includes Fredericksburg, Stafford, Spotsy, Caroline County, King George, and Westmoreland counties. It's huge. So we are right now basically working on a strategic plan to specifically spell out what we want to do in the future. Our main resource right now is we fund and operate and populate the FredericksburgArts.org calendar of events. That's an event, that's a calendar that only lists art events going on in the area. There's a theater calendar, a visual arts calendar, a music calendar. It's largely populated by a plugin that we have, which is a wonderful thing that actually fetches events from Facebook. So if an artist creates a Facebook event page and they are listed in the settings of the calendar, that event will automatically get populated into the calendar.
Okay.
And all I have to do is look at it, make sure that it's family friendly, and publish it.
So you said it's FredericksburgArts.org is the website for that?
Yes.
And don't underestimate the value of that. It's an amazing resource. They've spent 10 years. Carolyn has spent 10 years. She'd be too modest to say it's pretty much all her baby, but 10 years creating this. One of the things I have heard now for 20 plus years in this community is, God, if we just had a calendar so we knew we weren't up against the same thing. Right? How often do you hear that? What else is going on in the community that week? Particularly when you start talking about theater groups or music groups that project out maybe their year in advance. It'd be nice to know that not all the theater companies are going to try to do a different production on the same weekend in April.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And that's what happens, right? Because you have these seasonal things. We got to get it done before the school starts letting out. We're only going to do children's theater in the summer. There's these sort of thought processes, right? And when you... It's been an overriding thing I've heard now forever and ever. Gosh, if we had a community calendar. So that's what she's created. And people are aware it's there. It needs more awareness. From the public perspective, you should go to FredericksburgArts.org and look to see what's happening this week. It's very comprehensive. But speaking to the artistic community and all of those people who schedule arts events, it's painless. It's really painless. And she's made it that way. She's worked out all the kinks. Trust me, I've been in it since maybe the beginning. You just have to post things up. So if you're doing an opening and you're sitting around wondering, well, I have a show at FCCA. It's mine in the gallery. FCCA does all the publicity for me. Well, that's maybe true and probably true. But you should also just log it in on your own.
Sure.
Create your own event. Tell your friends. You know, you don't know that FCCA knows all your friends or that kind of thing. So that's an amazing resource.
And I would think, Carolyn, that the FredericksburgArts.org website is a great thing, because First Friday for a lot of artists is in whose people who are downtown, that's its own kind of its own entity and really gets the word out on things. But if you're in Westmoreland or you're in King George or Caroline or Spotsylvania or Stafford, you might not have the same opportunities to get the word out. And that seems like Sue said, just a great first step to start advertising what you're doing.
It is, Ted. We haven't done a whole lot in reaching out to the outer counties right now. But, you know, the calendar still does. We have a lot of events that happen in Bowling Green that we post on there. And it is slowly getting to more events outside the city of Fredericksburg.
So our other partner is the library.
Yes.
In this conversation. And, of course, people assume they know all the resources that the library has available. But if you really walk in the door and ask any librarian in the place, you will find that there's so many more resources you didn't know.
Yeah.
Particularly when it comes to sort of the business of art. In a lot of ways. For instance, they're connected with a direct connection from our libraries to the Foundation Center in Washington, D.C., which really has amazing resources to help organizations, particularly nonprofits, figure out ways to get grants. So if funding is a challenge for you and you're trying to figure that out and you've got a resource in your back door that your backyard that you could just walk over to and say, help me find this stuff with the foundation people.
Use it.
It's there, you know.
Yeah.
And now they've come in with a bunch of new other things that I don't want to completely speak for the library, but I think people know, and I'm comfortable with this. You can find all this info at librarypoint.org. Mm-hmm. That's how you find stuff from our library system. So they have those galleries, every single one of their libraries in the whole system. I think I want to say there's 9 of them, but there's quite a few. They all have gallery space that is focusing on different art every month. So just contact one of them and you can get on the rotation. And that, you know, that's really interesting because it's hard to find a place to show, especially if you're new. And the library system, it's free. You just have to get on their schedule. And then you are responsible for promoting your own stuff. I mean, they don't do it all for you because it's a free service, but it's space and you can bring people there. So that's not to be diminished. But LawTog, which is all legal forms, the Foundation Center, as I mentioned, they have their new system called Lynda. I think Michelle was on not long ago talking
about
you.
I've used that myself.
All online courses.
Yeah.
On a bazillion topics.
And if you've got your library card and you go through them, you can use that for free. Yeah. That's a pay service if you're not a part of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library.
So meeting rooms, if a bunch of artists want to get together and talk about how they're going to do X, Y, and Z, just appreciate that resource is, you know, subsidized by our tax dollars in multiple counties and the city. And it's amazing. And they are very proactive. So the library system was, when we walked in the door and said to them, can you, you know, help us with this program? Are you interested? They were like, oh, gosh, we'd love to know what artists want.
Yeah,
that's how they look at things. So I want to, you know, give a little props to them for not just the space, but the effort they put into all programs. And if you walk in the door and ask, they'll do it.
It sounds like there are a lot of resources here. And I guess that's what this whole Fredericksburg Arts Initiative is, to let people know what's out there and you're not alone.
I would say so. And I would say the other reason, the major reason, was that both the Arts Commission and the Arts Council wanted to know, what do artists want from us, you know, and what do we need and where can we fill in some gaps? And we haven't gotten any conclusive things right now. I mean, I haven't had a meeting yet with the Arts Commission, and I don't know whether Carolyn's met yet with the council, but, you know, we're condensing all the information that was received, and we'll work out what we can address and what we can't. But it's clear to me that there were some issues that are city-related that the Arts Commission can discuss and look at, and I think Carolyn felt the same way, and I know the library did too, and, you know, there were issues that we could sort of address and how to move forward.
And the two entities, you know, the Fredericksburg Arts Commission is a city entity that's funded by the city of Fredericksburg that focuses largely on events that happen in Fredericksburg, whereas the council is more of a regional organization, but it's also a 501c3.
Right.
So putting the two together, you have a lot of greater opportunities where the Arts Council could possibly, well, like we're doing here, do a program that perhaps the Arts Commission can't do, but we can use our 501c3 fundraising to raise money for different types of maybe events or programs through the Arts Commission.
The Arts and Cultural Council of the Rappahannock is Carolyn Vanderjack. That's her her organization. If someone wants to find out more information, do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook page? Or was there a way to find out what you do?
Well, there is a website called rapp-arts.org is the official Arts Council website, but I've been focusing mostly on the fredericksburgarts.org website, so the raparts.org website needs some updating. But they can get in touch with me through an email, info@fredericksburgarts.org, if they have a question. But most of what we do is on the calendar.
Okay.
Of
so well, that's what we'll stick with.
Okay.
As soon as I asked you that, and when you said, well, I knew that immediately I stopped writing.
I have a lot of websites that I have put up over the ages.
Don't confuse them.
No. No, there's historyandarts.org and reachforarts.org, and they're hopefully in the near future all going to be starting to be populated to make one big informational wheel.
You have done a lot of websites, but we're going to stick with fredericksburgarts.org as what you need to go to. Sue Anderson here, Carolyn Vanderjack here, more in Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sue Anderson here this morning. Carolyn Vanderjack here. It is a Let's Talk Art Monday this morning. And before we're talking about the Fredericksburg Arts Initiative. But before we do that, Sue, I have a question for you just because a lot of people look out at a day like this and they just think there are pictures to be had here with the snow on the trees.
Oh, it's so pretty. It's like I was dying. I wish I just had my camera, you know, especially sunrise or early morning light coming in. You know, I came straight to you, Ted.
I know.
I didn't stop and take pictures.
I asked you. I said, am I going to see some of your pictures? Because you usually, with sunrises or sunsets or if there's something going on, you live near the river and have
yeah,
some great things.
This is, you know, we haven't had this. I know people are happy that we haven't had much snow, but this is the kind of pretty snow because the green of the trees is still showing through. So, yeah, it's really a very, very pretty snow. It'll be pretty when the sun comes out a little bit later, probably when the sky gets blue and then it starts glistening. Just before it all melts, go out and take pictures. With your iPhone, whatever, just go take a picture.
And you take a lot of pictures, it seems to me anyway. You do them a lot of times early morning or late or later in the afternoon.
Oh yeah, it's about the light.
It's
usually early in the middle of the day is too harsh. It's too many shadows. You know that, right? Yeah. When you're standing, and you have I'm not fond of the middle of the day. But I will say on a day like this, because we know this, it's going to warm up and we know the snow's going to melt off. If you get blue sky, go out and take a picture just to remember it, because it's going to be 56 tomorrow.
Yeah, so I thought I had you here and you were. You
it's
take
very pretty. I really wanted
pictures
to be photographing this morning.
You can find out what Sue does, and you may need her for a project or something. Focusbyhenderson.com. That's still the website people can go to. Focusbyhenderson.com. Carolyn Vanderjack also here. She is with the Arts and Cultural Council of the Rappahannock. Fredericksburgarts.org is the website we have all learned about this morning and are going to use to find out events. As we talk about the Fredericksburg Arts Initiative, we've talked about you getting together and talking about things and moving things and talking about how to move ahead. What happens next? What's the next step?
Well, Sue and I have been going over the data and information that we learned on that day, and I think we've come up mainly with three potential subjects that was mainly on everybody's mind. Coming up with a business plan, how to find and approach different corporate funding opportunities or any funding opportunities, and then the big one, of course, marketing. Right now, I think we are planning on trying to find something for...
Well, we're going to try to find somebody that can teach any of those or at least two of those. We haven't locked it in yet, but we know the date. So if you're interested in any of those topics, mark your calendar March 11th. We'll be getting more details out. Carolyn, you've created a webpage specifically for the Arts Initiative, right? I mean,
yes, I've created yet another webpage. And it's fxbgarts.org. That's the Fredericksburg Arts Initiative website. There is a form on there if you want to go in and give us your ideas and what you think we should be doing to promote the arts in the area. There is also a sign-up form to get on our mailing list for emails, for updates, and for what we are up to. So that's FXBG, Fredericksburg with the X, arts, ARTS.org.
So the hope is that, people will come to these workshops. We listen to what everybody said. We condensed it all up. Very large number of folks looking for basic business information, how to start their business licenses, that kind of thing. So, and marketing's always a challenge. We all know that, how to sell your art. And it was interesting to me to see how many people were interested in corporate donations and how to approach things and how to look for that. So I'm sure that we have resources in all of those areas across the state that we can bring in. We're just trying to find a cost-effective way to pull it together and do it. But we know we're going to do it on March 11th.
So. Okay, and where does that meeting take place?
Probably going to be the library.
We booked
the library for that. We had set a tentative date beforehand and had hoped that during the meeting we would get enough time at the end to kind of check with people and find out what days of the week or what times are going to work. But we got a lot done at the meeting, but we didn't get that far. So we're going to stick with March 11th and use the fxbgarts.org to kind of poll people. What days work for you? What nights? But for now, we're March 11th. We're in.
So then sometime later this spring or in the summer or sometime this year, are you hoping to pull something together and kind of have a plan maybe to go forward on?
Yeah, well, we have to talk to our respective organizations, right? I mean, all three of us represent other organizations,
yeah.
and we're gonna we have a little mini report I'm putting together for that purpose about what actually we learned from this, and then we'll maybe try to divide and conquer. There's sort of some tentative thoughts about how we might go about that, but if we rely on the resources that we already have in place, it's a pretty good place to start. What I take from the whole thing is that the region as a whole, the arts community as a whole, really wants to be a cohesive community and is maybe looking to have that kind of thing in place, a way to communicate and connect with each other. Maybe it's a closed Facebook page, or maybe it's a regular meeting at the library, maybe it's something else. We'll have to work our way through finding that, but if we get some kind of interaction where people can come and chat about different topics and connect on a regular basis, it struck me that for sure that many people showing up and that many people communicating and sticking around and staying for much longer than 2 hours was a good sign in that regard.
There's that number shows, and we've seen it in other things, that the arts community continues to grow around here.
Exponentially. We just keep seeing more and more artists and galleries and theater groups.
Musicians. A lot of musicians were not there. We'll have to reach out and make sure that we include that there too. Maybe they were, taking a rare day off. I know a lot of musicians in the area play all Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah.
But, just in general, trying to make it us and we instead of me or them, it's an important distinction, and it sounds subtle, but when it's organic and we know each other, when we get to know each other and it grows from that, And again, what Sherry started out with in facilitating, what are the values you share, you know, and how can you build on the values that you share? I think that I think there's a lot to work with and a lot to move forward.
The other thing is we had people of all ages. You know, Fredericksburg Arts Community, is just from the young to the seasoned artist.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize that we have this whole younger community out there that's...
Yeah, well, like maybe we figure out some way. It was one of the things that was mentioned that, you know, maybe a more seasoned artist in any given genre could be a mentor to someone that's up and coming and needs some advice and needs some guidance. So it's, yeah, it should be fun. I'm jazzed at the possibilities. I will admit that there was a point in the middle where I went, oh, my God, what have we done? Because now I'm just creating so much more work for all of us. But... you know, that's kind of normal for me, too. So
that's what we do.
So the hope is that all this work, you know, be worth it at the end. After the after the March 11th meeting, you continue to move on. Well, and I didn't even realize, I mean, today was my first introduction to the Arts and Cultural Council. I knew about the Fredericksburg Arts Commission, mm-hmm. but that was really the only one mm-hmm. that I was really aware of. And this may hopefully puts together a lot of those pieces.
Well, that's the hope, is just to get the word out and make people know what resources are there. The Arts Commission does not have a website that keeps track of a calendar, you know, and just that alone is a reason to make sure that, you know, and I don't see us doing that anytime soon. It's a big undertaking, and Carolyn's done such a fine job. Why would we? You know, so that kind of thing. Now, I'm not speaking on behalf of them. I'm just one commissioner, but I think it's a pretty well-known thing that she's got a great thing over there, and why would we duplicate effort?
It's the calendar we're talking about, FredericksburgArts.org, mm-hmm. and I'll have to bookmark that and just to keep track of things, because a lot of times I will see things that will come up and think, oh, I would have liked to have known about that.
And I work very hard to keep it up to date. There's nothing worse than going to a website and see something that you missed a couple months ago and it's still posted, but it's probably, I usually go there first thing Monday morning to take down everything that happened over the weekend and put up all new stuff that I've found. But I'm here today, so please forgive me if the weekend is still up there right now. I will get to it when I get home.
We understand, and we appreciate you being here. Carolyn, how did you get involved in the arts? Are you an artist yourself in some form?
I am a fiber artist. I collect fabric for the most part.
Okay.
But now that I'm retired, I am doing more to finish those projects and get my art out there. I just moved into the city from Spotsylvania and realized that we had this incredible arts community, and it just seemed to be the best kept secret that shouldn't be a secret. So I got involved I spent a little time at the Arts Commission way back when, and then I got involved in the Arts Council, and here we are.
And she's diminishing her work. She's an amazing quilter. She has beautiful art quilts that she makes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is exciting, Sue, because I mean, this has been one of the things you have strived for, to try to kind of bring everybody together and be all kind of on the same page.
Yeah, I don't know about the same page. I mean, I actually really appreciate when we bring different things to the table, but I know what you mean. Like, it's nice for us all to know what's happening and know what's going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, that's always sort of a personal goal for me anyway. It's just sort of my personal interest. But I think from the context of, you know, the organizations that the three of us represent, there's a natural interest and need in finding out what our constituents want, right, no matter who they are. And what would you like to see happen? And, you know, what can we do to facilitate that? Not to say we're going to do everything that anybody comes in the door with, but it's nice for people to know we're there. The Fredericksburg Arts Commission is fredarts.com. And, you know, you can certainly find information about us. I know that every one of the arts commissioners is always open to hear from you and talk to you about any of these issues. We may have to consult with each other once in a while. You know, we don't all speak for mm-hmm. each other. I'm not speaking for all of them now. But we're there. And here we have a resource, you know, and we maybe saw a potential need. We thought we'd explore it. It turns out, in my opinion, that we did kind of find an interesting need and an interesting group of folks. And now we'll have to condense all that and think about it and figure out how we want to move forward with some kind of strategic way.
Sue Henderson here, Carolyn Vanderjack here. We are talking about the Fredericksburg Arts Initiative. When we come back, we're going to talk about an event coming up in April at Chatham Manor, and it will take place on the 8th of April. We'll discuss it when we wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking today, Let's Talk Art Monday, with Sue Henderson and Carolyn Vanderjack this morning. The Fredericksburg Arts Initiative has been our big focus. A couple other things to wrap up on. Sue Henderson, challenge grants.
I am aware of two government challenge grants that are happening. One is for the County of Stafford and one is for the City of Fredericksburg. In essence, they are both the same grant. They come based out of the Virginia Commission for the Arts. These are government challenge grants. Both government localities have money to give to nonprofit arts organizations. So if you want information, check with both tourism offices, economic development offices. I don't have all the emails here, but the both deadlines, I think, are the 3rd of March, the 4th of March. So you have about a month. They're reasonably simple to fill out. And
okay.
If you've participated in the past, you know that. But these government challenge grants, Stafford has $5,000, the city has $10,000, and those are usually matched. We can't guarantee what the state budget will do, but it's intended that they are matched by the state, meaning that we have as much as $30,000 for this community available.
Wow.
In grants, and the deadline's the end of March. You have to be a nonprofit 501(c) arts-based organization to apply. So if you want more info, feel free to send me a note, sue@focusbyhenderson.com, and I'll be able to link you up to the proper one. But
okay.
Both entities have that info.
Okay. So if it's the government websites would have something, or
yeah, both the city
and Stafford
County have it on their websites, and sometimes it's hard to navigate those pages and find it, but it's the government challenge grant.
Wait, were you said the end of March?
Early March. The 3rd or 4th of March is the deadline for both.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got about a month
right.
to do this. So if that's something that can help you, consider that.
And Carolyn is part of last year's grant process, I think, with this event coming up at Chatham. Is that right?
Yes, I'm going to take off my Arts Council hat and put on my Friends of Chatham hat now. In addition to being president of the Arts Council, I'm vice president of Friends of Chatham. And we applied and received a challenge grant from Stafford County last year. And on April 8th, up at Chatham Manor, we are going to be having Artisans Art and History at Chatham Manor. It's going to be a huge event. We've got woodworkers coming, ironwork, blacksmith, potters, spinners, weavers, painters, trash to art, the whole gambit of different things going on. And it's going to be a on the grounds open house for all school age children and their parents to come and see all the different aspects of the visual
historical
and artisan art.
Yeah.
And the Park Service is going to be also developing a program to provide short programs about how these crafts might have been skills, might have been used at Chatham Manor throughout the history.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. April 8th. Great day to just put on your calendar for everybody, for families and anybody that's interested in any of these things. It will have an art focus, but when Chatham puts on an event, it's a great event anyway.
Yeah, no, this is something you just can wander around and see all the different different things that you just talked about.
And I've been recruiting artists, I've been telling them to have their art camp programs developed by the event so they can pass out that information to the parents and kids as they come to the event and see what possible art camps they can sign up for this summer.
Well, in Chatham, I would think for the art, Chatham's just a great place. That the plein air event a few years ago had a big turnout, and I know all the artists doing it just had a great time being around Chatham just because there's so much there.
And it was a wonderful day in October, beautiful, sun shining, and April 8th is going to be the same.
Exactly. So it's April 8th from 10 to 4 at Chatham, and this is something for families, for students, anybody. Just wander around and see what you see.
Yes.
So good event. April 8th, 10 to 4 at Chatham Artisans Art and History, all at Chatham Manor. And we have learned today, again, that website, fredericksburgarts.org, all kinds of art events in this area, and for artists who want to be part of that, if they can't figure it out how to get you the information, just contact you, I guess.
Yes, there's an email address that's on the website. It's info@fredericksburgarts.org, and just drop me a line. It's me, and I can help you figure out how the best way to get your information up on that calendar if it's not there.
And if you need to do that, info@fredarts.org is
Fredericksburg Arts.
Fredericksburgarts.org.
Yeah, you got to spell out the Fredericksburg.
Info@fredericksburgarts.org to get in touch with Carolyn. Sue, we've been talking this morning mainly about the Fredericksburg Arts Initiative. You again said the next meeting is March 11th.
Yeah, the workshops will be March 11th. We'll come back out with more information to you later, but we know for sure that we're going to have probably two, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and a break for lunch. And we'll have more details on those later.
Okay. Well, lots of good stuff. There are things happening with the arts community, and of course this weekend is First Friday.
First Friday it is. Everybody should be ready. It's going to be pretty out. I mean, you know, the snow's going to melt away here this morning, and that'll be that.
Yeah.
And there's a special calendar on the fredericksburgarts.org that just has a First Friday calendar of events that shows you what's going on for First Friday.
Perfect. Carolyn Vanderjack here with the Arts and Cultural Council of the Rappahannock, and Sue Henderson. Sue, you can get in touch with Sue with by focusbyhenderson.com, focusbyhenderson.com. Thank you both. See you soon.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ted.
That's it for Town Talk. We'll see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.